Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We're coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Call third strike. Josh Hader stays perfect on the season, and the Astros take 2 out of 3 from the White Sox. As Hader closes the door, he is 18 for 18 in saves, and the Astros win it 4-3. This is not your 2024 White Sox team, Blummer. That's a nice series win after losing a series in Chicago.
Todd Callis on the call. Space City Home Network last night. Astros win 4-3. I don't know. I got to check the standings and see if this is indeed not the 2024 Chicago White Sox.
I don't know. Every batter I see get off is like, hey, he's got a 197 average. And,
yeah, yeah. Hang on a second. Let me check the standings. Not too well, actually, Todd Callis, this early in the morning. And it was a nice win last night. Fromber not at his – that was the weirdest Fromber outing ever last night because he was scuffling a little bit. His pitch count got really high. And yet when he finishes up the fifth inning, it's like, oh, that's probably the last we'll see of Fromber. Finishes off with his 12th strikeout.
First time an Astros player has had 12 strikeouts in 5 innings.
12 strikeouts of the 15 outs he got, 12 of them were Ks, but he's out. You know, and some of that's a function of all the strikeouts. Like, if you strike a bunch of guys out, you're throwing more pitches than Fromber's used to throwing.
That's what, though. Yeah, and Fromber's the second highest ground ball rate pitcher right in the league. And Fromber himself in his comments afterwards basically said, if I'm striking out, basically to paraphrase, if I'm striking a bunch of guys out, it's not necessarily going according to plan.
That's right.
He'd like to pitch to contact, get the ground balls. They hit a lot of, I mean, there were some defensive issues. He got out of the first inning with the bases loaded but no runs after Brendan Rodgers made like 17 errors on one play.
Yeah.
It was just – I don't want to just scoff it up to bad luck or what have you, but there was a little bit of a little bit of defensive issues. But then the bullpen, even with Josh Hader giving up a run, rare occurrence, kids. Yeah. Buy the T-shirt tomorrow. I was there. Yeah. I saw Josh Hader giving up a run.
It's kind of what he did last year a few times. He'd get these saves where they're up by – they got some insurance, and he's like, I gave up a solo home run. Still got the save. Hader's been great this year. I'll let him give up a solo home run as long as they still win the game. But, yeah, it was a strange Fromber outing last night. Unfortunately, I think the lead to this game – is what's so funny? You did this at the end of the show yesterday where you're just laughing.
I'm sorry. I'm just the White Sox, to answer your question. Yeah, the White Sox, to confirm our suspicions, yes, they are still 23-46.
Right, that was, I had to
21 and a half games back from the Tigers,
I had to do a double take when Callis said that at the end of the game last night. He's like, these aren't last year's White Sox. I'm like, They kind of are. I mean, they still suck.
My moment the day before was when when Christian Walker was at the plate and he said, "Hey, he's hitting a lot better versus righties this year. They got a 208 average versus." I'm like, "What?"
Better. So it's a win. It's a series win. Minnesota coming to town. Minnesota, a much better team than the Chicago White Sox. The lead, though, in this game, and this is something that this will be what we're watching today, is the left hamstring of Isak Paredes that he pulled running to first base in the seventh inning. Came up lame, came up gimpy, stayed in the dugout afterwards for a little bit, so we were looking for any shred of optimism. Like, well, he hasn't gone down to the clubhouse yet. He's in the dugout still. Joe Espada confirmed after the game that Isak Paredes has tweaked his left hamstring. We don't know the severity of it, but Espada said that Isak said after the game he wants to play on Friday.
Yeah, he said, you know, hey, I'm playing tomorrow, Joe. I'm like, dude, let's check you out tomorrow and see how you feel. But the strength was fine, so we'll know how he feels tomorrow, right? He still just came off the field, adrenaline, so we'll know more tomorrow once he wakes up and we'll check him out.
I wish he hadn't even shared that with me, that Isak Paredes said he wanted to play. I don't need any optimism or pessimism. Just tell me it's a hamstring and tell me you'll tell me tomorrow. Because this, I am so scarred by the way this organization, top to bottom, handles injury news.
It is. You know, one thing Casario told...
I don't need to know the optimism. You know what I mean? I just tell me he's got a hamstring.
Right, yeah, he's got a hamstring. We'll find out. I don't know. This is one of those situations where he is genuinely speaking the truth, which is a lot of times after a hamstring.
Yeah.
It feels like, sometimes to the player, it feels like, oh, this is no big deal at all. And then you wake up the next day and the entire back of your leg is black and blue.
Right.
So we just don't know until we see that. I can't allow it into my brain that Isak Paredes will be injured for any amount of time, given all the other issues they're dealing with. I'm in denial.
Yeah.
I am in 100. I'm like a 1950s housewife, just all knocked out on Valium, insisting that everything's fine as my husband is schlubbing the gardener. Yes.
This would be a disaster if he's out for any extended period of time. Yordan Alvarez going out is a disaster, but when Yordan went out, he had an OPS that was in the 600s, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Like, you weren't when Yordan Alvarez went out, Seth, he had a negative wins above replacement. That is a factual statement. He was a losing player when he went out. So whatever it was you were doing when Yordan finally had to go out with a hand injury, whatever it was you were doing as a team was not being positively affected by Yordan Alvarez. You could argue that Isak Paredes has been their best player this season. He's in that. It's him or Jeremy Peña, and then, you know, obviously Framber and Hunter Brown have their own degree of value, just, and Hader as well, based on, you know, who they are to the pitching staff. But as far as everyday players go, you could argue that Isak Paredes has been the best player on this baseball team. And he's gotten better and better and better as the season's gone on. He's by far their biggest power threat. He's got 15 home runs, and it feels like he's hit 10 of them in the last week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be, if he's, and that's, a hamstring scares me, man. If he's out for any extended period of time, this is bad. I mean, I'm kind of stating the obvious here. Like, this is really bad. There's no solution that's getting you 15 home runs right now. You know what I mean? Like, this is awful. This is terrible, terrible news we wake up to on Friday the 13th.
What's the good news, Sean?
The good news is they won. That's the good news.
They've won or split all six of the last six series, is it? Yeah, they've it's been a good run here of a team cobbling it together somehow, some way, without great consistent offense, without hardly any actual starting pitchers that you feel good about.
Yeah,
they continue to win series.
They do.
So the fact that they've been a scrappy bunch, anchored by their bullpen largely.
Right. And that's what scares me, is that Isak Paredes is the one guy it's not about the scrappiness. He's the guy who, with a swing of a bat, can get you two or three runs. They don't have that right now.
They've won or split each of their last six series.
There you go.
That's the stat I was looking for.
Okay. They're 8 games above .500, which is their high water mark for the season. I mean, if Isak Paredes hadn't pulled his left hamstring, we're coming in here like, okay, let's go. Minnesota's coming into town this weekend. That casts a pall over everything for me. So we'll see. We'll be on hamstring watch today for Isak Paredes. I would guess he's not going to be in the lineup today. even though he wants to play.
I'm going to guess, yeah, after my, ever since I said that I think Tucker, last year when I felt like Tucker would be, I said he'll be in the lineup tomorrow. The game where he got hit in the leg, I was like, oh yeah, he'll be out there tomorrow. Probably just a bruise. He's fine. And then it ended up being what it ended up being.
I think even if he can go today, I think Joe Espada is going to just sit him out of precaution. You know, if it's, even if he could go, I don't think he plays.
Yeah, actually, okay, yeah. What's the over-under on Paredes with a hamstring of any sort? I feel like...
He's out of the lineup tonight.
Yeah, I would lean more towards 10 days. I'll put the over-under at 5, just because of the utmost caution they have to treat any kind of hamstring with.
Dude, if it's an IL trip for Paredes, I'm going to jam an ice pick in my eye.
Why? It's 10 games, Sean. It's 1/16th of your season. It's no big deal.
At least the division sucks. They've got that cushion right now. They are up by, I think, are they still up by 4 games in the division? What are they up by right now? Yeah, 4 games. 4.5 games over the over the Angels and the Mariners. Look at that.
Oh, no. The middle of the AL West is jam-packed right now.
Yeah.
Those guys are all within a game of each other.
Yeah.
And it's as long as they stay down there fighting it out. You know, in the minor leagues of the AL West, I'm cool.
Yeah. We're like the king sitting up on the balcony watching all the peasants battle with each other down in the courtyard down there. The Angels and the Mariners tied 33-34 right now. I have to pick a date. I had a few people come at me saying, are you going to do this 999 thing, the 9 hot dogs, 9 beers in 9 innings that we talked about the other day that I didn't do on Tuesday?
You chickened out because you're afraid of the suits.
I didn't, yeah, a little bit. I got to pick a date to do it, though. I do want to do that for the people. And if I do it, it needs to be on a Tuesday, probably just for my bank account. I need to do it on Dollar Dog Night. I don't want to be spending. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be spending $8 a hot dog to come home feeling pain in my
gut. You've got Tuesday. Let's see. You've got versus. That's at the A's. You've got.
No, I want to do it at the ballpark.
I know. That's why I'm not just saying you can't do that. And then June 24th, the Phillies come to Houston.
Right.
That would be a really good one.
That's a good one, except the only thing with that is I'm trying to get in shape for – Amy and I are going to Jamaica at the end of the month, and I've really been trying hard to eat better and exercise every day before we go just because I – so there's two in July. July 8th against the Cleveland Guardians. That's at Daikin Park. And then Tuesday, July 29th against the Washington Nationals. I'm thinking of the 8th, although the 29th, the problem with the 29th is that's probably during training camp. So I got to get up early the next day and go, like, after having eaten 9 hot dogs and drank 9 beers in 9 innings and go stand in the heat
watching
the Texans.
Although, we only have a 2-hour show during those first couple weeks of training camp.
That's a great point. There's really no show prep per se that goes into it. It's just all things happening at camp and you and I just riffing for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's pretty much, or just we just talk about your, like, how you're feeling after your 9 hot dogs and 9 beers. Yeah.
That would be a 2-hour topic right there. All right, so So the leader in the clubhouse is July 29th, and you could go to the game with me and chronicle the whole thing. We can go together.
Oh, that's true, too. I'll be your little social media lackey.
We can go as a squad. Yeah, I'll get you one of those little arms that you put the phone in there, and I'll get you a nice phone holder that you hold with two hands, like handlebars, and you can film me the whole time.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I was watching, I was watching 5 minutes before the game started. They were talking about how Framber was having some kind of an issue with his necklace. And they had all these different guys. Lance McCullers was working on it at one point. I think they said Paris Chico was the guy that finally figured it out. If he can't send guys home with the aggression we want, at least he can figure out Framber's gold necklace.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm watching all the players go out onto the field. And I'm like, man, they made me jealous because the level of kind of stress or energy of a football player before a game compared to baseball players where it's 162 games. Like, I wish I knew what the mindset exactly, like how it felt to go out where it's obviously more than practice, yet at the same time, you got to find that even keel and not get too hyped up or too down in the doldrums about anything. You settle into a nice little rhythm of like, hey, going to play some baseball.
You didn't have Gary Walker fiddling around with your necklace before a game against the Tennessee Titans or something like that back in the day?
The most stressful thing that I ever had before a game that I was PO'd about was that I had messed up. I'd forgotten to leave tickets for somebody at a game. We were playing the Falcons in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it was like after we had come in from warmups and I had to like handle this stupid administrative thing well and knocked me out of my normal routine.
That would mess me up. I hate that.
We won the game, Sean. It didn't hurt us.
It didn't derail the team. It didn't derail the squad. That's good. Ugh. All right, Payne and Pendergast, we're with you here on a Friday. We've got Jimmy Ward details to get to. Some details have emerged of the allegations against Jimmy Ward from yesterday. It was a wild morning yesterday with the arrest of Jimmy Ward. So we've got the latest details on that, what it could mean for the Houston Texans, and we'll do that coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Got a text message here. You can text the show, 713-572-4610. I think I know why they're bringing this up. We'll get to Jimmy Ward here in just a second. Someone's texting in, isn't Cam Smith a true third baseman? He is. He is a third baseman he was raised a third baseman. I think they're asking that because he made another spectacular play in the outfield last night.
Yeah, and if I recall properly, he wasn't necessarily a great infielder in college, just based on errors and whatnot. But there were some conditions attached to that. I'd rather see Cam Smith continue to just be on the groove he's on playing in right field and see Dubon or whomever else at third base.
Oh, for sure.
As long as Paredes is out. Yeah.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's why. Okay, thank you, Seth. That's why they're asking it. The texter is implying that they could move Cam Smith over to third. I thought they were just saying, hey,
it's
isn't
just
he
a random question?
Well, the entirety of the text is, isn't Cam Smith a true third baseman?
Yeah,
and my
yeah.
first thought about Cam Smith in the game last night was he made a couple really good plays in right field.
Yeah.
So I thought
yeah.
it was a compliment to Cam Smith. Like, wow, this guy's a third baseman. And he really is this season. he's not playing a Gold Glove level right field. He's made mistakes, but man, he has far exceeded my expectations for him in right field.
I don't want to listen. I know this is a crazy take, but I think Cam Smith's upside as an outfielder is higher than Jose Altuve's. Call me crazy.
Hey, man, Altuve made a good play last night, too, but yes.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not like he can't make nice plays.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like when Tim Tebow would make a nice throw. Yeah. You're kind of like, all right, let's look at the whole thing in its entirety.
Yeah. No, I mean, and if the texter's point is, you can slide Cam over to third base so his bat stays in the lineup and maybe there's a better solution for right field than there is to just replace somebody and bringing Dubon in and putting him at third base because Dubon is a sub 600 OPS guy.
Yeah.
I get all that. Yeah, the bottom line is you're gonna if Isak Paredes has to miss any amount of time, you're gonna miss that power back because this is a lineup that does not have a lot of power with no Yordan Alvarez. Cam Smith himself has not hit a home run since April 18th. I mean, we're coming up on 2 months and Cam Smith was supposed to be one of the more if he was going to be in the lineup every day, part of what he was bringing to the table was a power bat at least, and he's got 3 home runs this year so far. Mm-hmm. He's going to be that guy. He's a rookie. This is not shade at Cam Smith. This is just the fact of the matter with the Astros lineup is your power is coming from Isak Paredes, Jeremy Peña, and occasionally Christian Walker. And outside of that, there is not a lot of home run. There's not a lot of what they call slug in this lineup right now. So so it's a problem.
Let's see. At third base, Cam is has fringy speed. This is his report coming out.
Okay.
Has fringy speed and shows decent range and plus arm strength at third base. Okay. Though he's an erratic defender at the hot corner and inconsistent with the accuracy of his throws.
Okay.
The excitement about Cam was largely because of his offensive prowess. But now that athleticism that he has with that length in the outfield, I think I'd kind of forgotten about even having the debate about whether he should be a third baseman or an outfielder because I feel like he's doing so well and on such a good trajectory now that I don't want to mess with that.
He looks way more like a right fielder than he does a third baseman. I mean, he's got long limbs. He's tall. You know, it's just so. All right, Jimmy Ward. The fallout from Jimmy Ward yesterday. If you missed it yesterday. At about 8:30 or so yesterday, news came out that Jimmy Ward had been arrested at 5:30 in the morning, Thursday morning. And now we know what the charges are. We know some of the details, at least the allegations. The official charges against Jimmy Ward, Texan safety, assault, family violence, and impeding breathing and circulation, which is a third degree felony. So, yep.
Basically is interpreted as choking.
Choking somebody, So we get to the actual, in plain English, details of this. The victim the alleged victim is Jimmy Ward's fiance, and she's alleging that Jimmy Ward assaulted, strangled, and threatened her at their home in Magnolia yesterday. So that's where we are with that right now. There was footage of Jimmy Ward leaving the jail yesterday, getting into a car. Somebody picked him up at the jail and drove off, and that's where we are right now. We're still waiting on details. We're into a dead period now, Seth, where we're not going to hear from anybody from the team for a long, long time with conventional football stuff. You know, if there were a practice today, D'Amico Ryans would probably be getting up in front of a mic and be getting hit with questions about this thing, but we're not in that part of the calendar right now.
Well, and you're also at the point where I think the organization legitimately can't say anything except that we're going to look into it, and we've got to – The league, as far as the NFL goes, the NFL generally waits for the legal process to play out. The team can do whatever they want in terms of figuring out exactly what's going on, what's the legitimacy, or what's the situation look like. And then they might make a decision sometime in the next 5 weeks without really us knowing much about it all while it's going on. As it is with any of these situations, you can't rush to judgment. You have no idea exactly what happened. You don't want to called either side guilty or lying or anything until you just get a little bit more detail. I think given how most NFL teams would operate, if they do feel that it is legitimately a case of, you know, Jimmy Ward inflicting some kind of violence on his fiance, I'm guessing he's going to get that. In that situation, he would get cut.
Yeah.
But we have no idea at this point. I mean, most of the questions I got yesterday are the Texans going to cut him now? Like, I'm sorry. I hate to go all Astros injury report on you. There's absolutely no possible way of knowing exactly how they're going to handle this. Don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's a sensitive issue. I mean, Jimmy Ward was arrested and he hadn't said anything about it yet. I don't think his lawyers, yesterday the story was, Seth, the report in the Chronicle was that they weren't sure if Jimmy Ward had legal representation. So we haven't even heard from a lawyer yet on this thing either with Jimmy Ward.
I didn't watch the video of him getting picked up at the courthouse. What was he? What was the car that picked him up?
It was a Mercedes. It was a black. Oh. It was a black. I think a black Mercedes. It was definitely a Mercedes. It was like a dark Mercedes picked him up. And he got into the car on the passenger side. So somebody was picking him up at the jail yesterday.
Could have been Uber Black.
Do you get in the front with an Uber Black?
I think Jimmy Ward might. He's a very chatty, personable guy.
He would. He of all the people on the Texans. He would be high up the power rankings of guys who would get into an Uber up front just to chit-chat with the driver, I would think. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if I'm in a Uber Black driver, I don't think I'm I don't know. I wonder I don't know how they decline a ride or not. Do you swipe left or right on a pickup from the court, from the jail?
I don't know. I've never been on the driver's
side. It's
either
a lawyer or a successful perp of some sort.
Yeah.
I might. If they're ordering Uber Black, then you're either going to get a lawyer or a guy who's done quite well for himself as a criminal.
It would say their it would have their name, right? I mean, they would see that. Jimmy,
yeah.
And he's got a 4.95 Uber rating. You know, like,
that's true. Yeah.
That. What do you think Jimmy Ward's Uber rating is? I bet it's pretty high.
I bet it's pretty high, but he's not going to bite his tongue when it comes to maybe if the driver upsets him somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? A lot of times where I'm riding in an Uber and the driver says something where I'm like, I'm just going to let it go. I don't know. I disagree with this guy's views on something, but I'm not going to just, all right, yeah, sure.
Does that affect, not to get too far off the Jimmy Ward path, does that affect how you grade that driver on the 5-star scale if they said something?
It's hard for me to not give somebody a 5-star on Uber because those guys get knocked down hard for just any kind of a negative review.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty extreme. It's got to be like the guy is deliberately screwing up or just so stupid and not listening to any of my instructions or something. Then I might give him a 4 or 3.
I don't think I've ever given a 2, a 3, or a 4. My reflex is just to go 5, but I've had like 1 or 2 really bad ones. They got a 1. Yeah. So I never go in between. Yeah.
All right, now
back to Jimmy Ward.
Okay, all right.
Back to Jimmy Ward. So let's play this out here. I mean, we're not going to hear anything from the Texans until some details come out about this. I was thinking about this yesterday, a couple thoughts. If indeed this is something that affects Jimmy Ward's status with the team, that it's a good thing they traded for C.J. Gardner-Johnson this offseason.
Yeah.
You know, like it was a real lesson, Seth. When they traded for C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I'm like, that's an interesting pickup. I mean, they didn't give up anything for him. They gave up Kenyon Green, who wasn't in your plans anyways. But C.J. Gardner-Johnson's not cheap. I mean, he makes $9 or $10 million a year. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, boy, they've got Kalen Bullock. They've got Jimmy Ward. They've got Jalen Petrie, who is what he is but can play safety for you. That feels like you're really spending some money to strengthen a strength already for the team, but it's a real lesson. Like, you just never know what's going to happen, man. It's a good lesson in like it's sort of like a corollary of the best player available in the draft. Like when they drafted Blake Fisher last year, it was a little curious. Like, you got your 2 starting tackles, but then it turns out Blake Fisher has to play 7 games for you at the end of the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's nice. I mean, it's still ideal if you have Jimmy Ward, depending on what happens and whoever knows. But I guess the one thing that from minicamp that I found exciting was the Texans being out there in dime with both Jalen Smith and Jalen Petrie on the field all together, plus 4 other defensive backs. You got 6 defensive backs on the field, all of whom have an appetite for violence.
Yeah.
Because the biggest – that's key. Because when you have, and apologies, I shouldn't use that term in this context, but aggressive football play.
Yeah.
Because when you're in dime, when you got 6 defensive backs on the field, your huge weakness is you tend to be very, very soft against the run. But when you've got that kind of mindset of players out there on the field, you can offset some of that. But, so you want as much depth as possible. And then with injuries, I mean, at various times in the last couple of years, you can see the moments when either, hey, because of depth issues at cornerback or in the safeties, you've had Okuda letting up a touchdown versus the Cowboys. You have 2 years ago, the Amari Cooper having 250 yards, largely because in one play you've got
D'Angelo Ross
taking his first snap at cornerback that season, and Jalen Petrie, a young safety, you know, not playing the appropriate spot there. So, veteran depth especially. It's one thing to have depth and potential with your backup cornerbacks, but just having veterans who know where to be when they have to step in, you can't undersell especially how important that can be towards the end of the season. And that would be a big blow from a football standpoint if Jimmy's not there.
If he's not there, and that's on the heels of Ronald Darby retiring a week ago. You know, that he was going to be your veteran corner after the top two guys, and Jimmy Ward was going to be, and still may be, your veteran safety after the top two guys. And there's a possibility now that both those guys could be gone, depending on how things play out with this Jimmy Ward situation. So there was, I thought about that. If my calculations are right, I think this is the first arrest of the D'Amico Ryans era, if I'm not mistaken. I can't think of another one. The most recent Texans arrest before this, according to my Googling yesterday, was a running back named Darius Anderson, who had the charges dropped, actually. He was arrested for theft at his girlfriend's house, and he ended up going on IR. He never played again for the Texans, but that was back in August of 2022. This is, I mean, if you're a longtime Texan fan, I'm not stating anything you don't already know. This is unfamiliar territory for the Texans to have a player in the crosshairs, especially for something like this. You know, there's different degrees of arrests, especially for something like this. And I would say, Seth, this one in particular, if indeed all the allegations are true, that this one's got to crush D'Amico Ryans a little bit. I mean, Jimmy Ward is kind of attached at the hip with D'Amico coming in here. That was their first free agent signing of the D'Amico Ryans era. You know, D'Amico and Jimmy, you know, they went through the wars in San Francisco together. It's just, you know, he's been a captain both seasons that he's been here. Like, this one in particular has to be, I would say, if it plays out poorly for Jimmy Ward, has got to hit D'Amico Ryans a little bit differently than it might other players on the team, you know?
Yeah. The Texans, the most interesting arrest they've had, of their very few arrests, as you pointed out, they have got the lowest number of arrests in the NFL in the last couple decades. Remember in 2015? I can't remember which player it was. It was a backup, like an extreme backup on the player, but somebody was trying to extort him. And they ended up, so he didn't get arrested, but they set up a sting. They met at a Denny's or something, and ended up getting this guy on tape, basically giving himself up on an extortion plot.
I don't remember that. How do I not remember that? That would seem to be right up my alley. That's crazy.
It was, the initial report was man arrested after alleged extortion plot targeted a Houston Texans player.
Okay, I've got the whole list of arrests in front of me.
He was never arrested. The player was never arrested.
Oh, okay.
It was because this guy was arrested because he was trying to extort the player.
Oh, okay.
There were some photos of him smoking. Didn't know what he was smoking, but basically this guy had these pictures of a player doing something that might have been illicit. And the guy ended up calling Texan security, tried to sell the story to a local TV station. He must have done all that. What a clown blackmailer if he actually had contacted the Texans, but then was like, hey, by the way, buddy, I'm going to extort you.
Yeah, dude, I wish I could react to this. I don't remember this at all. That's wild. It's like it's a blank spot in my brain. My favorite.
Oh, they were going to do it. Oh, they were. The extortion was that they were threatening to show the pictures to his girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's coming back to me a little bit, but man, I must have been drunk that day. My favorite one on this list, I mean, it's a list of arrests, so I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek, but nobody got hurt except Ryan Griffin in this one, was when Ryan Griffin was arrested for punching out a window of a hotel in Nashville at the draft, where the Texans were drafting multiple tight ends that year.
Yeah.
We can sit back and laugh about a little bit.
Supposedly it was unrelated, but man, it's hard to think that it didn't seep in there somehow.
Yeah.
Whatever state of agitation Ryan Griffin was in, whether he died, I think in your mind you think, oh, he heard the news about them drafting the tight ends and then he punches the window. It might have been that he was kind of agitated, and then when something happened, he just got tipped right over the
edge. It could be.
He was already agitated, then somebody bumped into him or told him he had to leave a bar or something, and then boom, that's
what
happened.
I like to think that they drafted Kahale Waring and he walked over and blasted out a window. And it turns out he was right. He should have blasted out a window. Kahale Waring sucked. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to some headlines. Astros win last night, but they may be losing one of their most important players. We'll circle back to the Jimmy Ward news. Oh, God, we got to get to this NFL news. Speaking of the crime blotter, Antonio Brown waking up to that news. Holy smokes. We'll get to that. You will not want to miss this headline. That is all coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
Josh Hader stays perfect on the season, and the Astros take 2 out of 3 from the White Sox. As Hader closes the door, he is 18 for 18 in saves, and the Astros win it 4-3. This is not your 2024 White Sox team, Blummer. That's a nice series win after losing a series in Chicago.
It was nice winning the next two games. This is still a bad White Sox team. Todd Callis on the call, Space City Home Network. Last night, Astros win 4-3, as Todd said right there. They are now 8 games over .500. They're 4.5 games up in the AL West. So from that standpoint, a good night last night. The bad news is we now await the news on Isak Paredes' left hamstring. In the seventh inning, he pulled his hammy. They had to take him out of the game. Here was Joe Espada with the diagnosis after the game.
Left hamstring right now. We will know more tomorrow. But it's a left hamstring. Yeah, he said, you know, hey, I'm playing tomorrow, Joe. I'm like, dude, let's check you out tomorrow and see how you feel. But the strength was fine, so we'll know how he feels tomorrow. But he still just came off the field, adrenaline. So we'll know more tomorrow once he wakes up, and we'll check him out.
I think Joe Espada had the appropriate amount of gravitas at Isak Paredes' suggestion that he felt good enough to play tomorrow. Like, hey, buddy, let's just see. It's a hamstring. Let's see how this feels when you wake up in the morning. As you pointed out, Seth, sometimes these things happen and you wake up and you go, wow, I did not have that big patch of purple skin on the back of my leg when I woke up this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also, like, I could go through the whole spectrum of what a hamstring could or could not be. I don't want to freak anybody out. No, screw it. I'll freak them out. Like, sometimes a hamstring is the actual tendon.
Yeah.
And that's when there's three hamstrings, or there's three separate hamstring attachments at either end of the hamstring. And, like, sometimes you can, if you hurt one of those tendons, it can feel like no big deal at first because two of them are operating. So that's the extreme version, is if you feel all right, but then it turns out there's actual tendon damage. And then if it's the muscle or whatever like that, again, it can feel all right at first, but then the swelling picks up, so you just don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully it is just a minor strain. Hopefully they're using the utmost caution, just like with CJ Stroud's shoulder tightness, but we just don't know what this is. These are the two things we don't know. We don't know exactly how bad Paredes' hamstring is.
Yep.
And we don't know, like, what's going to happen with Jimmy Ward.
We don't know either.
Those are the two big unknowns in Houston sports right now.
Stay tuned to Sports Radio 610 all day long for your Hammy and Jimmy updates. Yes.
And three, we don't know exactly what Kevin Durant is thinking.
We don't know that either.
Those are the three things we don't know or have any answers to.
Yep, yep. Stay tuned here for your Hammy, Jimmy, and Slim Reaper updates. Yes, let's do it.
It's big radio coming up next.
That's right. Minnesota coming to town this weekend for a series. We'll talk more about Isak Paredes, what that could mean as we roll on through the show here today. As Seth mentioned, Jimmy Ward, we talked about him in the previous segment. The latest is his arrest. 5:30 a.m. on Thursday morning was a result of, he's accused right now of assault, strangulation, and threatening his fiance at their home in Magnolia. He exited the Montgomery County Jail sometime yesterday. It looked like late morning, maybe early afternoon. Now, he got into a Mercedes car in the passenger side and drove off. Seth and I were wondering, speculating, was it maybe an Uber Black that he got into the passenger seat? Thank you to the texters who have pointed out this part about the video that escaped my brain. I'm getting very forgetful lately. Jimmy Ward did rip his shirt off before getting into the car. He got into the car shirtless.
Yeah.
Probably not something you would do getting into either the back seat or the front seat of an Uber, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, it is hot in Texas.
Not that I actually thought it was an Uber or anything, but you asked the question about who was picking him up, and I thought about all the vast array of possibilities.
I still am wondering who picked him up at the jail. You know, that's I'm curious. I'm just genuinely curious who it was. All right, so that's the latest on that is that's all we know. Those are what the accusations are. It's a third degree felony. We've not gotten any feedback from Jimmy Ward's side on this, whether through a statement or from a lawyer that I know of or anything like that. The Texans have put out a statement, but it's very short, and they're gathering information right now. So that's where we are with Jimmy Ward. Someone asked on the text page, hey, because we had said this was the first arrest the Texans have had in a few years. Didn't Deshaun Watson, they didn't use his name. They used the something about massages on here, but didn't Deshaun Watson get arrested? Deshaun Watson never got arrested. His they looked into criminal accusation. They looked into the criminal side of it.
Face a grand jury. The grand jury never didn't find reasons to indict.
To indict or arrest. So it was civil lawsuits with him. Continuing with headlines, Antonio Brown, we got to get to this. Antonio Brown wanted for attempted murder. There was an incident that went viral. If you're on social media, you may have seen it a few weeks back. It happened in Miami at a boxing event, and there was a melee in the street at this boxing event that involved Antonio Brown. He was getting beat up. He had jewelry on. That was the story at the time. Now there's a warrant for his arrest for attempted murder in connected with that incident, with him, the allegations of him shooting a firearm in that incident.
And it's interesting, if you've seen the videos, you have to watch through a few times to figure out generally like what the hell
it's
is
chaos.
Going on.
It's absolute chaos.
The story
chaos.
Is, and I could see this being the case, you know, who knows exactly what this, you know, what actually happened. But if Antonio Brown was in some kind of a melee, he claims he was jumped. He fights off his attacker or attackers, but then at some point he's accused of grabbing a gun from a security guard. After the fight, or at least after they'd been separated, he grabs the gun and then allegedly goes after the guy. And you can hear in one of these videos a couple shots being fired.
Yeah.
That's when everybody's kind of laughing and joking, and then all of a sudden shots are fired, and it's, you know, scatter drill. So Allegedly, he grabbed the gun from the security guard, fired shots at the guy, one of the guys that he'd been in the fracas with, yep. And that's where the alleged... The guy, one of the curious things says, one of the complainant says that he might have, a bullet might have grazed his neck. So I don't know.
You think you would know, right?
I guess maybe if there's, because it could be a scratch on his neck.
That's true. Yeah,
and he the melee. Thinks that it might have been a bullet. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the melee that led up to it is utter chaos. Like, Antonio Brown is getting jumped by guys in this video. It's wild.
Without knowing what happens, this falls into the category of, oh, yeah, I could see this happening.
Okay.
Because it's Antonio Brown. If he got jumped and Antonio Brown is a little loco, as we know.
Yeah.
And everything's heightened and he's just like, that's it. I got to go get this guy.
Yeah.
In the heat of the moment. Just freaking out. The
it's boy, Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown's attorney in this instance has to know two things. One, you're not going to get paid.
Yeah.
You get collect your fees in advance.
Yeah.
Because Antonio Brown has a
your lawyer
notoriously
fees.
Does not pay.
He does
his
not
bills.
Like paying people. The bills. Right.
And two, you cannot put him on the stand. Unless you're going for insanity.
Do.
If you're going for insanity, put him on the stand. But other than that, you cannot put him on the stand.
Yeah. Keep in mind, this is a guy who was dropping furniture off a balcony, like a 15-story balcony that was just missing people down below.
It almost hit a child. Yeah,
exactly. All right, Payne and Pendergast, those are your headlines today on a Friday here. All right, Nick Caserio was on with us yesterday. Had some good stuff to say about C.J. Stroud. Talked about C.J. Stroud. A lot of people talking about the control he may now have or should have in this offense at the line of scrimmage. We'll get to that. An update on Christian Harris as well from Nick Caserio. So we'll get to all that as we head into the 7 o'clock hour. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.